Why? Because you see, we weren't made to be sedentary. We weren't made to sit in front of the computer or in the classroom. We were made to run after that deer or run away from that lion. And when we frustrate a need, as we've talked about earlier, when we frustrate a need, we pay a price. So let's say our God-given or genes-given level of happiness, our base level of happiness is here. Our set point or set range is here. When we don't exercise, what we're doing is we're lowering that base level to here. If our normal level is here, what we're doing when we don't exercise, we're lowering it to here. And then, whereas we could have lived our life up here with the vicissitudes, and hopefully upward spiral, what we're doing was we're living our lives with the same ups and downs, only at a much lower level here. And we struggle just to get to our God-given or genes-given level of happiness. You know, I'm not a clinical psychologist. I'm not a therapist. However, if I were one, a prerequisite for me, for treating people, for working with people, would have been physical exercise. Or at the very least, being my number one priority of helping them to physically exercise. Because very often they would come because they don't have the motivation, perhaps, to exercise. But that would be my number one priority, either to make it a prerequisite for being treated or to make it the top priority. Why? Because I don't want to fight nature.